Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Here we go into the 3 o'clock hour. Gwen and Chris got 90 minutes to roll here. We are the unofficial Miami Dolphins pregame show tonight. Dolphins-Ravens Thursday night football. A game that the schedule makers probably looked at themselves way back when and said, ah, that should be a good one. Yeah, well, didn't quite turn out that way. Ravens are 2-5. Dolphins are 2-6. But Lamar is back in action for Baltimore. Scraby's got to finish up the big five, and then we got to get to our daily gambit.
Yes.
But I did want to, I can't stand when this happens.
You can't remember?
Oh, yeah, I had something really good.
Okay.
Oh, I know what it was, but it's not that good.
Okay. Should I just get into number one?
No, I was going to say that something happened to me driving today. That had never happened to me before in my life. And we went into it in detail on today's edition of Gwen and Chris Overtime. Scraby will put that up. You can listen to it. 4:30 or anytime after 4:30.
Yeah.
On our Gwen and Chris YouTube page.
This is Chris now, in my mind. Whenever I look at him, I look over there.
I'm telling you, I think everybody would have gone a little off the rails if they had been in my situation, but that's you'll have to listen to yourself to find out.
That's how I was looking at you when he said to do your job yesterday.
That is also on our Instagram.
I was a little nervous. I was a little nervous in the shower last night.
Your face looked like it after you said it, too.
Yeah,
like,
okay. He might come after me. He may come after me.
All right.
So, yeah, make sure you check out the Gwen and Chris Overtime today, because I'm curious. I actually, once you listen to it, you know, send me
comment on
whatever
the video.
Text or comment somewhere. Yeah. I'm curious what other people would have done in a similar situation.
I think easiest way is to comment on the video itself, and then I get notified and I can see if we can bring any of those to the show.
Perfect.
All right.
Number one.
So this all came about because Joe Flacco went from the Browns to the Bengals, or the Bengal, or whatever Chris was saying earlier.
The Bengal?
Bengal. Joe Flacco is one of 20 current starting NFL quarterbacks who wear a wristband play sheet, and obviously that makes sense for him because he just joined the team.
He's one of how many?
20.
Okay.
Quarterbacks and coaches from 18 teams were asked about the device's pros and cons, and its biggest advantage is allowing a coach to quickly call in a number instead of a play, which can be lengthy. Dak Prescott doesn't use one because he values eye contact with teammates while calling a play, and Tony gave me a look. Tony, zero Y, spider banana, just staring into your soul.
Oh, my God. That's funny when the wide receiver's all running out of the huddle, like, long before he finishes.
I don't
his
see. He's like, hold on, eye contact. That's why I asked Greg Camarillo that time he was in here. I go, how do you guys know what to do? It doesn't seem like anybody even listens to the quarterback, yeah, but they all know what to do. Yep.
Well, the wristband, I've always wondered, like, what does the wristband look like? So they said there's menus of base runs, third down plays, dropbacks, empty formations, alerts, directions. All these things are on this wristband, and you've seen them now. They have flaps, too. They have, like, three flaps. Anyway, here's a play, and then I'll tell you how it's read. The shorthand version of this play... Zero out slot 62 F Slim Z Montana Flair. That's a Tom Brady play.
Okay.
But back in the Josh McDaniels would call it Tom Brady, he would just say number 38. And then Tom Brady would look at number 38.
After a while, Tom Brady probably knew that was number 38 even.
He could. Yeah, but instead of saying zero out slot 62 F Slim Z Montana Flair, right. That takes 4 or 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Number 38.
Okay.
You just saved 3 seconds off the play clock.
All right. So what's the issue here?
The issue are you
saying the teams are cheating by doing this?
No, some teams are saying that these wristbands are getting so insane with stuff that it's almost cheating now. It's
What is cheating?
But what is the cheating?
What is the cheating?
Having the wristband, having notes during the game, like not actually calling the play, just the coach calling a number.
Are people saying this?
Yeah, no, I read an article. That's how I got this.
This is ridiculous.
I mean, there's 32 NFL teams, right?
There's 20 dudes using it.
I know. I'm saying, so like, there's 12 who don't.
Yeah, I was going to say, what are the other 12 doing? Why are they so stupid?
They're really smart.
I wonder, are they younger quarterbacks where they haven't fully opened up
the playbook? Does Mahomes wear one?
Mahomes.
I got to look.
I feel like he wears one.
I got to look at these pictures. I know Justin Herbert does.
It seems like something that simple and easy would be a no-brainer for everyone to want to use.
I don't think that let's use someone like my man for the Guardians.
Gabriel? Oh,
no, rookie? Commanders.
Mariota? Daniels? Yeah.
I don't think he has one on.
Let me look.
And I'm betting that in year two, he doesn't have the full playbook in the way that a guy like Flacco, who's been in a bunch of different...
So they give him a lot more
stuff.
His wrist.
I bet you... I want to say Lamar recently started wearing one, maybe in the last couple of years. And I would say that the playbook has opened up for
him. Yes, he does have a wristband.
He didn't have one at the beginning, and I'm betting that early on...
Because all they told him in the helmet was, when you get back there, no one's open, start running.
He probably had a handful, maybe 10 plays, 15 plays. But as you start to get your feel, get a little more confidence, you can handle a little bit more. Now you got a wristband because you got about 45 plays on that.
Try like... 120 in some cases.
Yeah, I get the fact that you can put a bunch of plays on a wristband, and
I don't think it's cheating, though.
I don't either. But I want to know is, have you, Tony, because I've not. You are, you know, in the traveling party, you are down in the locker room, you work with the team. Have you ever seen a card that the outfielders take out there with them?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think I might have been on one of the first teams to use a card.
You might have used a card.
I did.
So what's on the card?
What is on the card?
I always see them. They take it out of their hat. They take it out of their back pocket.
It's probably more specific now, but it used to be like it would be the starting lineup.
Of the other team.
And then it would be the bench guys. Where you're going to position on a lefty, on a righty.
And was it pull or?
Pull. Sometimes it was straight up.
Right.
Straight up with vision, meaning I needed to be at least where I could still see the, you know.
All of this was written on there.
It's very small.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. It would be abbreviated. But now I'm willing to bet that it's as detailed as the pitcher. They find ways to keep adding information on there. I remember at one point MLB got a, I don't know if it was from another team or fan, but they had sent a letter to Milwaukee because they thought we had iPhones. Because this was new. No one else was really doing it. So you're pulling that sheet out, and you know, from a distance, it may look like you got your iPhone that you're
kinda, calling in an order after the game.
I don't know what I would be doing with it, but oh yeah, for sure.
Okay. The cards seem like it'd be fun to see. Like, I think, I guess you couldn't.
So
they're pretty
like,
secretive with them, though. I don't imagine they let those lying around.
Yeah, no, I mean,
too much.
There was someone, I can't remember, I think it may have been AAA, but someone, a catcher, dropped their card. And
now,
the other team found it,
a catcher,
and they didn't look and turned it back in because they wanted to be good sportsmen.
Yeah, no, the catcher, that's a different monster, because now you're talking pitches, how you're going to pitch a dude, you know, things of that nature.
I thought it was amazing. I believe it was in game one or two, maybe it was last night, but Blake Snell, like late in a couple of at bats, like after a foul ball, would reach in, get his card, and look at it. I'm like, this is during the at bat. Yeah.
Listen, if there's something on there, you want to make sure you got it right. It's in the World Series, so I wouldn't be mad at him. And you know, I think those things are just reassurances for players at times.
I like it.
All right, so no cheating on the.
No,
I did like reading. I'm going to read the play one more time.
You thought you sounded like a quarterback.
You didn't do bad.
You
did.
Thank you. Zero out, slot 62. F Slim Z Montana Fire. Ready break.
Yeah, I don't know when the snap is though. You didn't say on
you
two.
Didn't say
or,
on
no, it's always on first down. Come on.
It's not always on first sound.
All right. Zero out, slot 62. F Slim Z Montana Flare on two. Ready break.
Thank you.
I felt amazing doing
that. You did it like four times. I feel like you.
I can do it the rest of the show.
It's all good. It's all good.
That's fine.
You
want to
do it on the Chronicles tomorrow?
I'll just say that play over and over again. I always remember the Chris Sims and John Gruden video when Chris Sims cannot get the play right.
Oh, that's right.
And John Gruden's like, it's ZY Spider Banana 3. He's like screaming at him these just random words.
I was scared for Chris Sims at that point. When he asked for it the third time, he couldn't get it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, those plays are diabolical. All right, we need to move Daily Gambit to the other side.
Well, just give us the results real quick from yesterday.
Okay.
I think we were all pretty much the same.
All right, Dodgers minus 1.5 on the run line. 6-1 was the final with the Jays. Tony and I chose the Jays. Over under 8 total runs of the game. Tony and I went under. It was 7. Snell, over under 5 2/3 innings pitched. We all went over. He went 6 2/3. Alex Call, did he get the call? That doesn't make sense.
He got the call, but he didn't get the hit.
Over under 0.5 hits. I was the only one to say over. You guys said under. He did not get a hit. Middle Tennessee at Jacksonville State, minus 3.5. Jacksonville State.
Is this Conference USA-tion?
This is Conference USA-tion. We all chose the Gamecocks, and the Gamecocks won 24-21. We did not win the bet, guys.
Wow. Yeah. I haven't got a Conference USA-tion.
Me neither.
Right.
I'm not doing well.
Those are difficult bets. Bulls, minus 5 against the Kings last night. You guys went Kings. I went Bulls. Bulls won 126-113. Who had more points last night? Zach LaVine, minus 3, or DeMar DeRozan? Chris and I went LaVine. LaVine had 30. Minus that 3 is 27. DeRozan had 19.
Boom.
Austin Reeves, over under 29.5 points. We all went over. He scored 28.
Come on.
Got the game winner. That was worth it. I'll take that loss.
If you didn't see that shot, it's worth watching.
I was telling the guys.
A great shot.
I was telling guys, you know, we were in here yesterday when the Blue Jays homered in the first two or three pitches they saw, and they had kind of panned into the stands, and you could just see, like, the joy of the Toronto Blue Jays fans. My family and I experienced that last night. And, by the way, my kids are not necessarily Laker fans. I think they just –
they got
the
caught
sport.
Up in the excitement,
but
though.
When Reeves hit that shot, I was watching it with three of the four kids, and like all four of us at the same time, I was like, "Oh!"
Make no mistake, Tony Gwynn Jr. is a legit Laker fan.
Oh yeah,
we might need to do something.
Did
I'm
you get the police?
You on the spot.
Have you ever got the police called to your house?
No,
my brother, stepbrother. I had a stepbrother growing up. No longer because. His mom, my dad are no longer
married.
Wait,
so that means that you guys aren't stepbrothers anymore?
Not really. I guess I think that ends. Yeah.
I've never thought about
Chris,
that.
According to Chris, it is.
According to me, it ends, yes.
Oh, man. Do you shake your stepbrother's hand and just walk the other way?
Yeah, I think we did. I don't know. It's been too long. But when we were young, we were big LA Kings fans. And when the Kings won the, if you're a Kings fan, you'll remember the game.
When they won the Western Conference?
No, it was the Miracle on Manchester.
Oh.
They were down 5-0 in a playoff game to the Oilers and Gretzky. Gretzky was with the Oilers. They came back and won 6-5 in overtime. We listened to the game on the radio. Wasn't even on TV. Jumping around, yelling, celebrating, and the police showed up.
Some Karen called you guys, called the police.
And
on
I
you
walked
guys.
To the door, and the officer was there, and I said, he goes, why are you guys making so much noise, or what's going on? I said, didn't you see the game? Like, I just assumed like, everybody would know. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I go, it was like a realization I had. Oh, yeah, what I'm doing, not everyone else is doing. Yeah. I couldn't understand why he didn't know what had happened.
Let the kids enjoy a hockey
game.
Come
on, man. Some old lady next door, probably. Who knows? Goodness.
Poor old lady just getting lumped in.
Thrown under the bus.
That would be sometimes.
It was so long ago, Scraby, that she's probably no longer with us.
Oh. She missed out on that, so we're good.
Break time, traffic time, and then I'll give you the gambit stuff on the other side.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's crazy we're this long into the show and it's our first one of the day. Second one of the day.
Yeah.
Good this job, hour guys. Is brought to you by Toyota of Poway.
Everybody gather around the radio. Don't miss this.
Voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. Toyota of Poway has been voted San Diego's number one Toyota dealer by USA Today. You got to say it twice because it's that nice.
Yeah.
With APRs as low as 0% and tons of new Toyotas on the ground. No tricks, only treats during Trucktober sale event happening now at Toyota of Poway or online at toyotaofpoway.com, right in the heart of San Diego.
Heart of San Diego. Poway is actually not that far from the heart of town anymore.
No,
the way
it's not.
Things have spread out.
It has. It's kind of right in smack dab in the middle, as they say.
Yep.
We have a daily gambit that we have to get to. Scraby, you ready to roll?
Yes, sir.
Let's do it.
Although Poway High School will never be in the middle of anything. It is still out in the boondocks.
It's in the cut. It's definitely in the back corner over
it
there.
Is. Yeah. I couldn't find it when we right. went to Tony's thing that one time.
We kept driving. I'm like, come on. We had to miss it by now. All right. Here's some Daily Gambit stuff. Scraby's in the lead. 15. Tony, 14. I'm way back with 9 at the moment.
Wow.
Ravens, 7.5 at the Dolphinos. I'll take the Dolphins to start it off. Why not? I'll buy into what I saw last week, but I don't feel great about it. Tony?
Yeah, not when Lamar Jackson is coming back.
He's going to be running around.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Taking the Ravens. It's a lot to give on the road in a NFL game.
Yeah, I'm not sure how...
But if the Dolphins show up like they have been all year, it makes sense. What do you got, Scrabe?
I don't know if there's going to be any rust factor with Lamar Jackson. The team has not been great. The defense is not great. I'm going to go Dolphins and keep it close.
Keep it close. 51.5 points over under. Tony, 51.5.
Under.
Under. Okay. Scraby?
Under.
Under. I recall Lamar Jackson one time, two or 3 years ago, putting 59 himself on the Dolphins. I'll say over. all right. Lamar, -50 rushing and receiving yards versus Tua.
And he's rushing and receiving.
Rushing and receiving, Lamar -50. Scraby, you're first.
Oh.
Tua can throw for who knows.
Yeah.
Nobody knows. The Dolphins are really difficult to pick right now. You don't know what you're going to get.
I'm going to go Lamar.
Lamar -50. All right, I'll have faith in Tua, stupidly. Tony?
Yeah, Lamar.
Lamar. This seems like a gimme. Derrick Henry, 91.5 yards.
It's not a gimme.
Why, it's a gimme if you go over, I would think. I'm first. I'll say over. The Dolphins can't stop the run. They did last week, though. Bijan Robinson got nothing against them. Makes no sense. I'll say over. Tony?
Yeah, the problem with this is that Lamar's back, and now you have to account for two runners in the back there.
Right.
And you're usually going to take away Jackson, so that's going to leave...
Oh, man.
Oh, King.
He gets downhill.
It's over.
There's some
safety. The Dolphins. They don't want to tackle that big
They haven't wanted to tackle anybody all year.
Derrick Henry, I don't know if you guys know this, he's only had two games over 100 yards this
year. Yeah, he lost his... He had the first 2 weeks, and he fumbled each of the first 2 weeks.
Oh, that's
weeks,
right.
Yeah.
The fumbles...
And his confidence seems to be a little bit taxed.
Yeah. He would be... Derrick Henry would only get over on this season twice.
Okay. What are you doing here on this one? Hasn't faced the Dolphins yet,
though. You say all
that
to say what?
You're going
to
go under. Okay.
Wait, where did you guys both went over?
We did.
I did.
All right, here's a fun one. I think it's a fun one. Over under... Tua, 2.5 yards rushing. It's Scraby, Tony's first.
Yeah, he's going to get sacked at least 4 times.
Well, the Scats do not go in rushing yardage on an NFL game.
Yeah, only college.
So, yes, it's only in college does that count.
He still won't get 2.5.
Not going to get 2.5?
No, he's not.
Under. Scraby?
It's crazy to me that he can't have 1 3-yard run.
Nope. He might.
I'm going to go. You know what? I'll go over.
Okay.
Look at you today.
He will get chased out of the pocket and run 3 yards one time.
And then trip?
Yeah, he'll trip and fall. Hopefully he won't break a shoulder blade when on the way down.
Poor Tua.
2.5 yards. All right, into the NBA we go. Spurs are undefeated, 4-0. They're at home, favored by 5.5 over the Heat. The Heat have only lost 1 so far, Scrab.
I'm going to go Spurs.
Wemby and company. Wemby and company are playing well. I don't recognize the players on the Heat, but Spoelstra seems to bring them together. By the way, Keyshawn Johnson is on that roster, only played in 2 games so far, a couple of mop-up minutes. And I also heard, I don't know if you guys saw, that Lamont Butler suffered a torn ACL.
Yeah,
he's out for the year. And he was really close to making the Hawks, and he was going to go play in the G League for a little bit, and
that's
too bad for him.
Huge bummer.
Yeah.
Are they the Skyhawks, right?
Right. He was going to be in the G League, but he was kind of right there, you know? Like, if somebody had gone down, he probably would have got called up. Now, will not happen for Lamont this year. Tony, Spurs -5.5 or Heat?
Spurs.
Spurs, all three of us there. All right, SGA is playing at home against Washington. Giannis is home to Golden State. So, SGA minus three or Giannis? I'm actually going to take Giannis on this one. He has been putting up monster numbers already. Tony.
Giannis,
he says.
I'll go Giannis, too.
All three. I think the problem with this is the OKC may win by too much against Washington. And then one more college football. Scrape, I need a little help here.
Okay.
Because we're going to a new conference for our picks. This is an American conference game.
Americanization?
American. I don't know. What do we call that?
Americation.
Americation game. Okay. We have Tulane on the road, minus six at Texas San Antonio. Tulane is 6-1. The San Antonio Roadrunners are 3-4.
I was thinking, are they the Roadrunners?
Yes, 3-4.
Me.
Tony. Were you guys a fan of that?
Love that show. Yes. Oh, man, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we didn't miss that one. That was funny back then. I think Mike even get a laugh now. I don't know.
I don't know how many people are soft out there.
Roadrunner was diabolical, man.
He would get,
poor Bugs.
He had no shot.
You had to start rooting for Bugs after a while and just get plastered. But, you know, they did, you know, even in this world, the politicalization of that show. When Bugs Bunny would fall off the cliff and fall all the way down, they were worried that it was sending a message to kids okay to be off, you know, fall off a cliff.
Gosh.
There were people that were worried about that. So
we might as well just lock ourselves in a room and just stare at the wall
never
for the rest
come
of
out.
Our lives.
Yeah, I know. After all that, Tulane minus six against
beep beep.
I'm gonna go with the green wave.
The wave. I'll take the beep beep.
Yep, give me the Roadrunners.
I'm going to put beep beep on there.
Yes. Beep beep.
Utsa. The Aztecs actually, it wouldn't hurt the Aztecs' case if Tulane lost. That's one of the teams slightly ranked ahead of them right now.
Yes.
So that's why.
Nate on the chat says that it was, I thought, because when I watched, it was usually the Coyote that was getting.
That's right, the Coyote. Yeah. What am I talking about? Yeah.
It wasn't
Sorry.
Bugs Bunny, yeah.
Yeah, I scrambled my. I knew what you meant.
Yeah,
Wile E. Coyote, yes. Yeah. Wile E. Coyote was the one who took a pounding. You're right. But it was the same pounding that we talked about. He'd fall out of a plane. He'd step over a cliff. He'd run into a train.
He'd get blown up by dynamite.
Oh, every Acme Dynamite Company.
Yes, Acme.
Yeah, the Acme Dynamite Company. See, we're laughing. And we haven't even watching it. I mean, just think of those guys who were the actual cartoonists on that show. Sitting around thinking of ways to punish Wile E. Coyote.
Man, that would be fun.
They used to run Wile E. Coyote off that cliff all day long.
All day long. I love when he would always get 20 steps out there and keep running and then fall.
And I love when
and he'd always look at the camera.
The Roadrunner would paint a tunnel on there.
Look at the camera.
And the Roadrunner would paint a tunnel and go to the wall. See? It was funny.
Those are good quality laughs right there.
You can't help it.
All right. Let's get the break. Was it a 30 mile?
Do, do, do.
Oh, 30 mile zone coming up next. Sport Gwynn and Chris.
Gwynn and Chris, 3:35. About an hour from now, Scrape, you'll have our Gwynn and Chris overtime. Some bonus fun for you to enjoy after our show is over. Go to the YouTube there, search Gwynn and Chris. Make sure you become a sign up, a member there. What is it?
Subscriber.
Subscriber. Yes. I knew the word was out there. I couldn't find it.
Join our club.
Yeah, join our member chip.
Yeah, ship.
Tony Gwynn Jr., who is Mark Walter?
Mark Walter.
Yeah, who's that?
The billionaire.
He is.
That owns the Dodgers and...
Now the Lakers.
The Lakers now.
Yep. It is. The sale is closed today. He's the majority owner of the Lake Show, $10 billion
with a B
valuation.
Mm-hmm. I love it when rich people get richer. It's like one of my favorite things in the world.
You know, in this case, I'm not so much concerned about how much money.
For your team, it's going to be great.
As long as he spends it on the squad, have at it, my friend.
He's going to raise prices and not spend any money.
All right, here you go, Scrape.
I watch him on TV.
Scrape will enjoy this stat. $10 billion, B-I-L, whatever. That's how much bus sold
B-I-L,
for.
B-I-L, whatever.
Yeah, billion. How much did Buss buy the Lakers for?
Oh, I'm thinking $200 million.
It was light work. Not even close to $200 million.
Light work. $67 million.
Yeah. Oh.
He's up to $10 billion. And, you know, this is what we talk about when we say, you know, and Buss always spent the money, so he's not the guy. But the owners who say, well, we just don't have the money. Yeah, you do. Your team is worth so much money.
This is why you want another team.
And you just don't want to spend any of it, a lot of the owners.
Yeah, there was a time where you might be able to sell us on, you know, we just don't have the money.
Yeah.
We know too much now.
Yeah. I mean, you're worth so much more than even...
All of your franchises are evaluations are way higher than they were when you bought them.
So get yourself a player and try to win a game.
Go on and get yourself a player.
Talking to you, Dick.
Colorado. Save that clip.
Dick Mumford, I think you're referring to.
My man. All right. If we run out of stuff on the 30-mile zone. Yeah, 30-mile zone. I have a rant on Lane Kiffin that I tried out on screen.
To this rant.
But I don't know if you'll agree with it, Tony, but I think you'll like it. But let's first get to the 30-mile zone.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in, the debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Let's start with Drake. How about that? The Toronto... Was he born in Toronto, or is he just claimed Toronto?
No, I think he's born there.
All right. He's from Toronto. Obviously, his Blue Jays are in the World Series. And he took to his Instagram page last night to troll the Dodgers. And I gotta say, guys, look at this. This is pretty funny. He has a picture.
It's only funny to you because it's Ohtani.
Chris, look. He has a picture of Ohtani in like a sweater and he's laying down and it says, one more! And then there was another one of Ohtani swinging at a Yasavage pitch and swinging out of his shoes, losing his helmet. So Drake is enjoying this. But
speaking of cartoons, I saw a good meme today.
He needs a
this
win.
This meme was Bugs Bunny back in the day when he was pitching, and Bugs Bunny throws his secret sauce changeup pitch that all three batters swing and miss at the same time.
Yes.
That was Bugs Bunny was Yasavage and the guy swinging with the Dodgers.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. I want the Blue Jays to win, but I don't want Drake to get the joy of the Blue Jays winning.
Why not?
Because he's weird.
He doesn't want anybody else but himself to be happy. And actually,
no,
I don't even
Drake
know if
is
he
like
wants to be
happy. Suing Kendrick Lamar, and he lost this lawsuit. Drake is involved in a lot of weird stuff.
He appealed, so, you know.
He appealed. Okay, so he's not ready to let it go yet.
No, he's not.
All right.
So you're on the Kendrick, Team Kendrick?
Yeah, I'm American.
Wow.
Then you obviously picked the Dodgers to win the World Series.
No, in that case, I picked the Blue Jays. In that case, I'm Canadian, eh?
Okay.
No, I I don't really want Drake to feel anything good for his teams, but
is there a question here?
No, nope.
I think Drake ought to be a little careful, don't you, Tony? The series isn't over, but that, you know.
I mean, yes.
You're setting yourself up.
You're right. You are setting yourself up. But he needs a win. So, you know,
he does need a win. I feel for him there.
Yeah. So let Toronto Blue Jays may be the closest thing he gets to
Well, he got the Raptors a few years ago, and he celebrated that pretty extensively.
He did.
LaMelo Ball is in trouble with the NBA.
Yes, he did.
Because he did one thing you can't do anywhere.
Which ball is this? The
Hornets.
The Hornets ball.
The good one.
The Hornets ball.
The really good one.
Yeah.
He was fined $35,000 for slipping the bird to a referee during a game
this week. Oh, the one-finger salute.
Yes. The NBA called it a obscene gesture, and they fined him $35,000. He got called for a charge, and he just got up and did it.
Wasn't a fan of the call.
No.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. We're laughing. Some kid at Valhalla High School, though, saw that, and they're going to try it out on me this year.
Or just make sure you get your two-finger tee ready.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that I don't like about it, is that the kids do what they see, but yeah. It's probably. I thought maybe couldn't LaMelo use the excuse that he was just trying to show the referee the one spot on his skin that is not yet tattooed. I need to try that.
He does have a lot of tattoos. Yeah,
I think I feel you on that, kids. But that's home training, man. Like I saw a lot of things.
No,
on
right.
TV.
You should know the difference.
You know that you can't get up and flip the bird to an official.
You should know that.
Come on.
Yeah, I mean, he did it in a way where he did it, and I think he thought, crap, I did it. I need to pull this back.
Too late.
Yeah, too late.
You can't reel the finger
Wait, he
back.
Couldn't just say he was waving at the fans like Jerry Jones? Wasn't he giving the referee the thumbs up,
yes,
I thought?
But Jerry Jones also still got the fine.
$200,000 fine. All right, I talked about this on the Scraby Show a couple weeks ago, and you know how people tweet sometimes, and they're like, hey, if this happens, I'm going to go get a tattoo of Manny Machado on my butt or something
Ultimate
like that.
Ultimate stupid talk.
Well, someone from our sister station, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, Andrew Filippone, he does a national show. He actually said a couple weeks ago when the Bengals were playing the Steelers that there is no way the Steelers are losing this game. And if they do, I'll get both of my nipples pierced.
Ooh.
Well, he paid off the bet.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of people to come and watch this thing at some sort of piercing.
Don't be asking me to.
No shot.
The Dolphins beat the Ravens tonight, I tell you.
And
Scrape.
Pat Freiermuth came down to this whole thing, and he donated 12,000 or cleats tonight, and they raised $12,000 to fight breast cancer.
I would be willing to do something nice like that, but I don't think I'd want to do it in that way.
I'm not willing to get my nipples pierced.
No, that's...
Sorry.
I am against the piercing ever since a friend of mine, for fun on a radio bit, got, and this was early in the piercing world, but a buddy of mine got his belly button done.
Oh, and got infected.
And it got really infected. Yeah. And it was really not a pretty sight, and it really wasn't.
Oh,
so.
Chris, this is a great idea.
No.
We need to do a inside your lip tattoo if you lose a bet. Just like if the Dolphins lose to the 49ers, you get Niners tattooed in your mouth.
How about since the Dolphins beat the Niners last year, you get Dolphins tattooed inside yours already?
All right.
Yeah.
No one will ever see it.
Oh, sure.
Anyway, he said after it happened, he said pain was 8 out of 10. My nipples are on fire right now.
So. Mine are actually at least at a 3 right now. Just thinking about
it. I don't want to know. Paul Pierce. He was.
What Paul do now?
He was charged.
Is this the same incident where he fell asleep?
So he falls asleep on the highway. He was arrested. I'm not even really sure if he was charged for DUI, but it was suspicion of DUI. Well, now he is taking Uber home, and TMZ stopped him on the street when he was getting into
Uber?
He's just 8 days after he was charged with misdemeanor driving under the influence of alcohol, he was seen out in Beverly Hills taking the Safeway home from a Halloween-themed event. So I brought this up because I would like to say that is smart of him.
Good for Paul.
To learn from
it. 8 days later, he's already made the adjustment. Like, hey, I can't get caught falling asleep in traffic again. So let me go ahead and take an Uber.
But
home.
Isn't pulling over and sleeping better than continuing to drive?
I thought so.
Can't
too,
you make a case for that?
But you can still get a DUI for being behind the wheel.
Right, you were there in the first
place. So.
Oh, yeah, you can always get a DUI. You can get a DUI on a horse, I've said before. You can.
Listen.
Someone's done it before.
You're like
it's a vehicle.
You're like the paralegal that pops up on your shoulder when you get ready to do something wrong. Don't do that.
No, instead in college, I would just say, I'm going to take a bike.
Which you can also get a DUI.
You get a BUI. In Colorado State, that was a big deal, the BUI. All right, so good job for Paul Pierce. This is my final one, and then we can get into Chris's Lane Kiffin rant. But Sydney Sweeney has taken over the internet again. And the reason for that, actually,
how
I have
is
one
this
more
sports
after this.
Related?
I don't know. It's on TMZ
I'd like
Sports.
To know.
It's on TMZ Sports.
Oh, it because is? She's been doing the voiceovers
because
for the World
she,
Series.
Right.
Oh, okay. So she went. She did.
That's a stretch, but I can see why they made it.
She went to a power.
How are you going to announce this to everybody? There's kids listening.
Yeah. She went to.
I don't think you should direct anyone to this. I mean, we have
why,
young
you
people
want it all
listen.
For yourself?
No, we have young people listening to the show. I don't think you
I'm
should direct
just
them.
Just reporting what happened.
It is all a 30. Right. It is a 30 mile.
Okay. She went to a Power of Women event and she gave a speech, but people are kind of talking about it a little bit because she wore a see-through dress to the event and did her speech on stage with her see-through dress.
Well,
and
that's better than doing it without, I guess.
People are kind of upset saying this is a little bit a slap in the face to women.
It was a bad look for Sydney Sweeney. It wasn't well thought out.
Yeah.
So parents, just be alert if you're going to go to that.
It was yesterday, so I don't think.
Yeah, if you're going to see that photo, make sure, be alert. That's
yes.
all.
That's all I'll say. Be alert is what he said. Okay, yeah. Last one, and then we'll go to you, Chris.
Okay.
Remember when Libby Dunn was videoed sweating profusely and her shirt was like yellow because of her sweat?
No.
It happened during a Pirates game.
I know it happened, but I don't remember.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
I wasn't one of those people who was like, because I sweat like crazy all the time.
Me too. So I didn't judge her at all.
Libby Dunn is now cashing in on sweating because she now has a new deodorant ad. Coming
Degree?
Out. No, it's Dove.
Oh.
She now has Dove deodorant.
Good
so if
for
you
her.
See one of those sued, you will be able
Listen,
to.
Well, we,
I'm, right. thought she I'm was, sorry. I'm sorry. Secret Clinical.
I thought she would just package her sweat and sell it the way Sydney Sweeney sold her bath water. Didn't that?
She did sell her
bath
water.
Yeah.
Or it was like soap made out of her bath water or something like that, and it sold out in like 5 seconds. I bet you. I'm not going to say that.
Don't go.
What we
that.
Know about Libby Dunn is. Smart businesswoman.
Yes, she's doing
she's capitalizing
well.
on these type of things. It's good for her.
Does someone want to give me a deal for messing up a lot? I don't know.
I don't know who what company really wants.
We'll find
that.
Something.
So, a company that cleans up messes.
I guess so.
Yeah, but she gets this deal. I would say this is what I was going to say. People are crazy enough that they would buy that shirt that she wore when she was sweating.
There's a lot of weirdos.
30 mile zone has deteriorated a tad today.
Oh, let's just go to.
Let's try and bring it back to.
Let's go
real,
back to Sydney Sweeney for a second. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's go to Lane Kiffin instead if we want to get as far away from Sydney as we can. Here's my thing. This is not a rant against him as much as it is not understanding something. Remember Lane Kiffin was the coach of the Raiders at 31. He was fired less than 2 years later. Al Davis at the time said he was conned into ever even hiring him. Kiffin wore out his welcome at the University of Tennessee in 1 year, and they couldn't stand him. He worked for Nick Saban as an offensive coordinator. Saban fired him before a national championship game. He was so tired of Lane Kiffin. So Lane Kiffin has been through it, yet he always ends up looking good. And right now he's coaching Ole Miss, and they're number 7 in the nation. Here's my question, Tony, to you. LSU needs a coach. Top candidate, apparently Lane Kiffin. Florida needs a coach. Top candidate, apparently Lane Kiffin. According to other articles I'm seeing, both USC and even BYU, which is undefeated, are interested in Lane Kiffin. What has he done so that everyone wants this guy? He is in the catbird seat of all catbird seats right now.
He's won enough. And he's improved enough, I think, that garnered his attention. But I think he holds the one thing that is probably most valuable in today's day and age. He connects with the youth.
The kids.
Okay. I've always liked Lane Kiffin. I think he probably got the SC job a little too early in his career. I thought he did a decent job with the Raiders when he was there for the short bit of time before he went back to college football. And I think since he's gone back, he's only gotten better. I mean, Ole Miss, as you said, number 7. Where was he at before then? He had
FAU.
FAU. He
won a couple of 11-win seasons.
11-win seasons. So I've seen a guy that, although brash at time, although I'm sure he gets under the skin of his fellow coaches, I've seen a guy who's improved since he started being a head coach.
I think the other side of that, because I don't disagree with you, but the other side of it is how many opportunities has he been lucky enough to get? Because I think a lot of people, if they wore out their welcome at 3 or 4 different universities and a pro team, would finally not be given another chance. But
let's explore that. All right. So his first job was USC, I believe, right?
Was it the Raiders first?
Or was it? No, I think.
Says he was Raiders from 31 to 33, 1 year at Tennessee, which was a disaster, then USC 3 years.
Okay, so let's talk 31 to 33.
Yeah, he was young.
As of years of old.
Right, because his dad was a defensive coordinator for the Buccaneers.
Great defensive
guy named Monty Kiffin, right, if you don't remember him. Okay.
So he gets a job probably younger than he needs to be, but that was kind of Al Davis's deal.
Okay.
Comes the SC. Doesn't work out there.
And well, that was after a year at Tennessee where everybody hated him, yeah, and I think they still do.
He's still too young for that job. He gets the SC job, and it's not until he goes to work for Nick Saban that his fortune starts to change. He's had those, what, 2 years, 3 years under Nick Saban?
Yeah, but Nick Saban couldn't wait to get rid of him end.
Nick Saban talks about him every week that he's
on. Glowing now?
Glowing. It's one of his favorites.
Okay.
And so I think he got better being on that staff with Nick Saban, and ever since then, he's coached in areas where he hasn't worn out his welcome. He stayed at FIU until he got the job at Ole Miss, and he's been there since at that point.
It's just it is interesting. In every sport, there's always seems to be one coach that everyone loves no matter what, and he's the flavor of the moment. I mean, honestly, LSU and Florida are falling over themselves to try to get him to be their coach, even though he's currently employed.
Yeah.
So Ole Miss, I just thought it was
crazy.
That
just means Ole Miss is about to kick in some more.
If he wants the LSU job, all he has to do is call you know who, Washington D.C. He might be the one choosing. If you were with us yesterday, you know what we're talking about there. That's not a political statement,
no. It's
more
truth.
That's right. More Gwen and Chris coming up.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.